charity events are great places to meet people when you're volunteering there. I've met the last couple girls that I've gone on dates with at charity events.
Really?
Yeah, when I was volunteering at a couple of senior citizens' homes, doing some stuff there. And let me tell you, those ladies are just sweethearts.
Edna, your last girlfriend.
And experienced and stuff.
Oh, gross.
I love them. Anyway, that's where Tim, who's on the phone with us today, met the girl that he wants to call. Apparently, he met her at some sort of church charity event, Tim.
Yeah, I was down there. I'm basically doing the heavy lifting, doing all the folding chairs and some of the tables.
Okay. And did you plan? I mean, some guys go to charity events with the intention of meeting a girl, or were you actually doing something out of the kindness of your heart?
Well, I mean, I was there. I stay in pretty good shape, so I'm pretty physically fit. So I was there to do chairs and tables, but.
What?
That being said,
so you use a charity event as a way to work out?
It's called a gym, like.
Yeah, I mean, it's not my workout. I work out in the morning, you know. But I was doing it as a favor, you know.
Yeah.
But my blinders were open. My blinders were open. I mean, if there's a girl there, I'm gonna meet her.
Still don't really have an answer to the question, other than the fact that you just wanted to brag about how in shape you were. Were you there to meet women, or were you there to help with the charity, and then you happened to meet a woman?
The second one.
Okay.
There we go. Clear answer.
What is her name?
Her name's Allison.
Allison. All right. And how did you meet Allison? Did she walk up to you and was like, oh, wow, look at all the heavy lifting you're doing. I've never seen a man lift 17 chairs at once.
I can't do 17. I didn't do 17. But she was direct. She was standing by the chairs, and then I'd come over and pick a couple up, and then she, you know, she'd tell me where to go. She'd say, like, put those five over there.
So she was directing where to put the chairs and things like that. Did you ask her out, or did she ask you out?
I'd say that's open to interpretation, but she was doing a lot of direct eye contact, so I took that as an opportunity to, you know, say we should catch up sometime.
Okay.
Because whenever a woman looks at you, it's basically like her asking you out. Yeah.
So she made direct eye contact, and because you're a dude, you were like, I need to ask her out, and then you asked her out.
Well, I set you up for hanging out sometime. So, I guess so.
That is asking her out. That's exactly what you did.
You are a man of romantic words.
What did you guys do when you actually went out?
Well, she invited me over after the charity event.
Oh, nice. Wow, she must have really wanted to thank you for your work.
What if she just wanted to make some lunch and talk to him? Like, that is a possibility here.
I don't know. She also made eye contact.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, by that time, it was pretty late. So she said, you know, you just come over and chill out and, you know, take a load off. I've been on my feet all day. So I said, all right. And, you know, she said, maybe watch a movie or something.
Cool.
Did you feel like that was an invite to come back to do more than watch a movie? Because I would have.
Of course you would have.
I think almost any dude would have.
I know. I will say movie is usually code for other things.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it crossed my mind, but I just try and put one foot in front of the other. I don't want to get too far ahead. So I just said, okay. You know, I was just interested really kind of hanging out and talking and getting to know her a bit better.
And that's your date, right? Your date was just when you guys went back to her house to watch the movie.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
And did you guys kiss? Anything romantic happen?
No, the closest we got to any romance is kind of towards the end of the movie. It was getting late. I said, I gotta go. And she said, well, you could sleep here if you want. And I said, okay. And then she said, no funny business. I said, none expected. Aww. And then we fell asleep on the couch. We was holding hands when we fell asleep.
All right.
That's good.
A little bit of hand holding. Nice. I hope you were protected. I hope you wore gloves.
Yeah, we were protected.
All right. Good. So did you sleep there all night?
I did. I woke up. The sun came up. It kind of made the room all bright. And I woke up and I said, good morning. And we were fully clothed.
Uh-huh.
I think I said, let's get some coffee or something. But she just kind of like stood up and she looked at me and then she just turned around and walked into her bedroom and closed the door.
What?
Whoa.
So she woke up and seemed angry at you.
Yeah.
Did she say anything about it at all?
I actually thought maybe it was a game or something.
Did you talk to her at all in this time? It sounds strange that she would wake up and seem angry at you for no reason.
I mean, she was in her bedroom. I didn't know what to do, so I went into the kitchen, and I waited for her,
mm-hmm.
and I just stood around. I mean, I stood around for 20 minutes. I waited for her, and then she came out, and I said, hey, what's up? I said, you know, coffee? And she just said, you need to leave right now.
Whoa. Oh, she was mad. She was, like, still angry.
Yeah, she looked like she had seen a ghost or something. She was angry.
So you know for a fact that she's not happy with you about something.
she essentially kicked me out. But I have no idea why. I mean, I didn't do anything inappropriate. I was a gentleman. I always am. I never was forward or aggressive or anything. So I think there's just some confusion here or something.
Okay, you're not leaving anything out of your story. You guys got to her place, fell asleep watching a movie, holding hands, and that's it.
I mean, nothing else happened. I am telling you everything.
Okay.
I really had no idea what was wrong.
So
all right, well,
weird.
We're going to play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, all right?
Yeah, okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Hang on, man.